Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
7:14, a lot going on. You got second day of the Zurich Classic, second day of the Jazz Fest, Seafood Festival in Belchase, and there's also a little thing going on in Baton Rouge that can affect all of our lives called the legislative session. Amy Freeman joins us now, Louisiana State Representative. Good morning, Rep. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
I am okay. Tell me about some of the, well, first of all, your thoughts on the legislative session thus far.
With Easter starting right after, Easter being right after the session, we had a little bit of a slow start, but we're starting to really pick up and have more heavy hearings. It's going to be an interesting budget year. You know, I sit on appropriations, so I'm nervous about the budget. but because I don't know which direction it's going to go in, and I really, one of the things I hope for the most is that we make things right for our teachers, that we give them the raise that they deserve.
And since you rang that bell, or I did, somebody rang it, about the governor's Gator program, he's not happy with that, but with what the speaker is saying, but you got to take care of the public school system first, right?
I mean, that's absolutely my position. You know, I mean, I think there's a place for a limited amount of ESAs, and I'm not anti-ESA, but I don't think you can take everything out of the public school system and have a successful system for the greater good of our society. You know, so yeah. I'm actually somebody who believes that you can't go too far with the ESAs because then the least among us, as they say, you know, suffer. And I don't like that. Well, and I want to make sure everybody gets lifted.
And I don't mean to bring you into this controversy, but it just seems to me that moving forward, if you're going to subsidize people that already have their kids in private school, I don't know how that is fair to the people that can't afford private school, is it?
I mean, I absolutely, as a mom of four kids who sent three of her four to private school the whole way through, had one who went to public for high school, I absolutely agree with you. I mean, yes, I could afford to do it, and I did, but I really think it's important that we give every child opportunities across this state to really, that's how you build the workforce.
Yeah.
You got to give every child a chance.
And to be clear, I'd like to have my car, I don't have a car note, but I'd like to have, you know, the house note subsidized. I'd like to have everything subsidized, but unfortunately there's no money tree, as you know, you've told your kids and our parents told us. Let's talk about you and your cancer journey and what's going on with your HB 357.
Yeah, sure. I mean, as you know, in June I was diagnosed with breast cancer. The great news is that I caught it early, and I'm in treatment now, but I'm in recovery. So I still have treatments ongoing through the end of the year, but catching it early is always key. Calling your doctor when things don't feel right is key. And one of the things I have learned as a cancer patient is the importance of these integrative coverage items, such as acupuncture and cryotherapy for your hands and feet. When you use that during chemotherapy, it leads to helping prevent neuropathy in your future, and scalp cooling to help you maintain your hair on your head. There are other things that are needed, certain dental procedures that have to happen before you have cancer treatments. And so I've put together an integrative bill that is specifically for cancer patients. And, you know, and nobody wants to go through cancer treatment, but what I will tell you is once you do, you start to learn what's covered and what's not covered very quickly. And I hope in my role as a state representative that I can help others get the coverage that they should have, for their integrative cancer treatment.
I have a friend that has had a struggle with breast cancer and has gone through chemotherapy and told me a story of her hands feeling as though they were on fire. And same thing with the scalp, and just remembering a Bible quote about be still and know that I am God. And I'm not trying to proselytize here or anything, but when you mention things like cryotherapy and scalp cooling, people don't realize how important that is unless you're going through it. Do you understand where I'm going with this, Representative?
I do, Tommy. And, you know, it's been a journey for me. I'd never heard of cryotherapy and scalp cooling before I was diagnosed with cancer. So, you know, shame on me for not knowing about it. But, you know, what I can tell you, because I was able to use those things, the benefits have been huge. I don't have a very minimal neuropathy symptoms, and I was able to keep, I'd say, a good, you know, third of my hair. Only a third of it fell out, you know, so it's huge to help you in your recovery journey, because chemotherapy is very, very hard. It's not easy. And then you don't want to have those long-term side effects, you know.
Right. Is there anything in your bill about early detection, because you mentioned, or anything that the state can do, because I know that was an important part of your struggle, right?
Right. Yeah, I don't have anything specifically about early detection. We have passed bills in the past on this, and in fact, Senator Boudreaux, he's been a leader in that area, and I carried a bill last year for him on the House floor that had to do with a different kind of testing for people who had, you know, needed beyond just a regular mammogram. And so, you know, I think the early detection piece, when you talk to the doctors, they'll say, you know, if something doesn't feel right, or you've noticed something different in your body, to call and report it to your doctor and get checked.
Well, God bless you, because the Lord knows that takes a lot of strength, and I don't think people that have never been through it or known anybody that has been through it, they have any idea what kind of fight you're in and what kind of strength you have to exhibit, not just to engage in the fight against cancer, but to keep your life going as a representative, as a mom, et cetera. So congratulations on that. And hang on a second.
Thank you.
We'll talk about fortified roofs when we come back, all right?
Okay, thanks.
Representative Amy Adato Freeman, our guest. We're talking about the legislative session and her bill about cancer treatment coverage expansion. And for those of you that have been through chemotherapy, you know what we're talking about. 721 traffic now, WWL. 726 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Amy Adato Freeman, Representative District 98. Representative, who's that good-looking blonde I see you sitting with there in the picture?
Which picture?
Picture?
I don't know what you're looking
Golden
at.
Golden Retriever, looks like, maybe?
Oh, that's an old picture. That was my sweet dog, Pepper. She passed away in 2022.
I'm sorry.
She died of cancer, unfortunately.
I miss her.
I have a new rescue. She was a rescue. I have another rescue now.
Right there with you. Doing that same
story
with you.
The white pup. There's a younger pup that I have now who I is also a rescue, Golden. His name is Domino. So I don't know if he's in the picture. I think it's her that's in the picture.
I don't know. Let's talk about the insurance situation, fortified roof program, what it is you're trying to do with HB 453.
Sure. Well, so we know for a fact from talking to insurance brokers and agents that, you know, when you want to fix the insurance crisis of how much it's costing us as homeowners, and is that we've got to see more roofs fixed. And we can't grant our way out of this problem because we don't have enough money to fund the fortified roof grants for everyone. Mm-hmm. And so what we really need to do is have the standards in place so that all the new roofs, and if you have to replace a roof, would be fortified roofs. Because we know for a fact when Alabama has done this in their coastal parishes, it really has helped the entire insurance market of who writes and how things are written. So my bill just says that we're going to require this fortified roof in the coastal parishes, and really to help reduce and lower the insurance costs for all the homeowners in those parishes. And so that's what the bill does. And I haven't had a hearing yet, but I'm assuming in the next week or so we'll be having a hearing.
What do you think, and I know you pay high insurance rates, as do we all, what do you think consumers in Louisiana can realistically expect to see by the end of the session? Any real change in rates, or maybe just a small step forward?
Yeah, I hope it's more than a small step forward. But what I have learned from the insurance brokers is that it takes time to level these rates. To me, I hear more about the home insurance problems than the auto insurance problems. I'm not saying I don't hear about auto insurance problems from people, but the home insurance, you know, is getting to the point where people who have multi-generational homes, maybe they're living in their grandmother's home that they, you know, inherited, they're having a hard time keeping up with the bills. You know, so we really have got to attack the home insurance problem by putting these roofs in into new construction.
What I've noticed, Representative, is it's directly proportional to which bill arrives in the mail that day.
Yeah, that's probably, yeah. That is 100% true.
Yeah, if it's the auto insurance bill, that's got their attention, right?
That is true. And when my four kids, who are now adults, started paying their own car insurance, my life changed quite a bit.
Yeah.
You know, when you have teenagers, it's a whole different story than the bills now. But I will say that, you know, I'm working with Commissioner Temple on this bill for fortified roofs. He agrees that it needs to happen. And then Chairman Talbot on the Senate side had a similar bill 2 years ago, and he parked it because the home builders said that they would help put these standards in place. And I talked to Senator Talbot, and he agreed with me that we needed to file it again. And the main difference is when I filed the bill this year from when Kirk Talbot filed it is that I am focusing it on the coastal parishes. While it would be nice for people in Shreveport to have fortified roofs, it really doesn't impact the insurance market in our area of Louisiana.
Thank you,
Shreveport does it.
Thank you, Representative. Good luck with your journey with the cancer fight. We wish you all the best. Amy Freeman, Louisiana State Representative. We'll talk to Sydney Torres about French Quarter Trash. We come back. Time now, WWL First News. All right, there you go. There's your contact, 746, 14 till 8. Sydney Torres joins us now, owner of IV Waste. How you doing, Sydney, CEO of IV Waste, I should say.
Good morning. How you doing, Tom?
I'm all right. Your turn.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to go into the personal about him, you know, Troy Henry. But what I will say is Troy Henry doesn't own any of this type of equipment. He doesn't own mechanical street sweepers. He doesn't own flusher trucks. He doesn't own garbage trucks. You know, he doesn't have the experience in this type of field. Yes, he has mops and brooms that he got a contract at the airport for, you know, a couple of years ago. But in this contract here, he has never performed this type of work. He can't point to where he's performed this type of work, and he shouldn't have been selected. Now, let's talk about the things that have happened in between and why we got a contract here. We got an emergency contract because he didn't even get out the gate, and he's fighting with his subcontractors, and they're suing each other. So he's doing this, and he hasn't even started. What happens during Mardi Gras when you got mounds of garbage and you got to get these garbage trucks to come in and pick them up, and the subcontractor doesn't agree with the pricing with you? What are you going to do, sue him and just leave the garbage on the street? The same thing goes with the mechanical street sweeping and the flushing. This equipment and this type of work is not something that you can just give to somebody that's never performed it before. And then after he wins the contract, which is the craziest thing, which is absolutely insane, because I have the contract for 95% of the city. Okay, we pick up almost 130,000 homes for recycling and trash in the city. We spent about $18 million to buy trucks. And when we asked the city to take out the cancellation for convenience, the 90-day cancellation for convenience, I have emails to prove this. The city wrote back, the city attorney wrote back, said, it's a non-starter. We're not taking it out. We're not going to bind the next mayor coming in. We're not going to do it. If you want the contract, Waste Pro.
Go back a second. What is that 90-day what?
90-day cancellation, meaning that the new mayor that comes in can say that the reason I say she, because her the poll numbers, but it, you know, things can change. But the bottom line is that he doesn't want that in there. The city didn't want it in there, and they specifically said, we're not going to do it. We're not taking out the cancellation clause. When you signed up for the bid, you agreed to these terms. Okay, we'll have conversation, but we're not taking it out. Then he goes and gets a 50% bond reduction because he couldn't get his bond approved. He couldn't get an $8 million bond approved, and it's all going to come out. It's all going to come out. So he went in, and he said he wants to meet with the powers that be at the city, is what his email says. He wants to meet with the powers that be to get and negotiate to take a $8 million a year contract and get a 50% bond. How is that good for the taxpayers? They wouldn't let us do it. They didn't let Waste Pro do it. 50% bond, and then he comes and he wants, after he submits his invoice after 10 days, he wants to be paid 20 days earlier than everybody else. The city agreed to this, and then he raised his price $500,000 a year to $650,000 a year with the 50% bond taken out. above everybody else. So, you know, a guy that's going to sit here and say all these things, he's not even in the garbage business. I've been in the garbage business since 2005, okay? I know what I'm doing. We have the experience. There's a reason why the French Quarter Business Association, there's a reason why the French Quarter residents, everybody is screaming, signing petitions. They're all upset about it. Look, if I don't get it, I'm not screaming or crying that I don't get it. I just think we're the best for the job. I live in the French Quarter. And I know what he's going to do. He lied to Newell Norman. He's negotiating with Clean Force. Clean Force is the company that had it for 15 years under KBS. They did a half-ass job, excuse my language, but that's why people were upset. He's got Clean Force coming back to run the street sweepers and the flushers. He doesn't own them. He's not going to buy them. And then he's got Richard's Disposal, which is going to do the trash and recycling. Now, remember, I took over Richard's area in Area 1 because there were huge issues with missed pickups for weeks and months. And so why are we going to do this? Why is the city going to do this? And why are they pushing so hard to do this? Because my opinion is, and we sent the letter to the mayor, our contract's still valid. The law requires the council to approve it. So until the council cancels our contract, we're going to stay in there and we're going to continue to work and do what we need to do. And, you know, I'm the things that Troy Henry is saying, I would advise anybody who's interested in this to do a public records request on Jazzland to look at the airport contract that he has. I mean, these items that he's talking about, this guy does not have the experience in this field to do this type of work. And you're talking about the cash register for the city and the state. This is the most visited area. When people talk about New Orleans, they come to the French Quarter, they talk about the French Quarter, and yes, we have a lot of beautiful places here, but that's where they come, that's where the money's generated for the city and the state, and that's why people want us to stay. It's not just, I want to stay in there and continue to do the job. We are getting people from all over fighting for us, wanting us to stay in there and do the job.
Now, let me take a break, we'll pick it up, we come back, because I specifically asked Troy Henry yesterday, so you're telling me there was no emergency situation that existed for the contract to be canceled? And he said, yes, that's correct. There was no emergency situation. That's what led to your getting the contract. We'll talk about that when we come back. 752, 8 till 8, traffic now, WWL. Hi, 757, 3 till 8, talking to Sydney Torres about the controversy involving the French Quarter trash collection. We played a bite from Troy Henry. He was on yesterday. Sydney, I did ask him directly if he was saying that there was no emergency situation for you to be awarded the contract that you have now. He said no emergency existed. You're saying there definitely was an emergency, and the council said that as well, correct?
Absolutely, there was an emergency. I mean, he wasn't even out the gate after. First off, he shouldn't have been awarded a contract. It's like the fact that he can't point to one job that he has where he has mechanical street sweepers and a flusher truck and garbage trucks. He doesn't supervise a job like that. He doesn't have a job like that. So first off, he shouldn't even have been selected to get the job. If you look at the scoring, he has 100% points before you even look at pricing that he was given. But be that as it may, the emergency contract came into place because of the fact that he got in a fight, tried to get rid of his garbage provider, which was Richard's Disposal, before he even signed the contract. And so at the end of the day, they're fighting before it even gets started. So can you imagine during Mardi Gras, Jazz Fest, busy weekend in New Orleans where you have mounds of trash and you're the middleman and you don't own the garbage trucks and you don't own the street sweepers and the flusher trucks and you're having to negotiate with somebody else that has these sweepers? This is a fast-moving pace down here in the French Quarter, and you've got to have control over all of your equipment. And there is not one job, one customer that he can point to where he can say he has ever done this type of work, street sweeping, street flushing, and garbage removal.
Let me go back real quick. We only have a minute left. So when the emergency was declared, had garbage begun to pile up, or did the city council anticipate that there was going to be a problem and that's when the emergency was declared? I'm trying to get straight on that.
No, it's very clear. What happened was is that the mayor knew that she had to go get approval from the council, because I asked why for a temporary contract do we have to go to the council. She prepared for it, and the mayor was ready to get an emergency contract with Super Bowl, Mardi Gras coming up, all the different events. And so she agreed to go and get an emergency contract with the council, with the district council member. That's why they went and got an emergency contract, because he was fighting with his sub before he even signed the contract.
So with you, that's what led to the getting the – they sensed trouble. That's what led – saw trouble. That's what led to the emergency contract with you, correct?
100%.
All right. Thank you, Sydney. Appreciate it. I'd love to get you both in studio in the 9 o'clock hour and have it out. I really would. We'll talk to Dr. Mae Scott when we come back. You've heard a lot about hormone replacement therapy, also about weight loss injections. We're going to get the lowdown on that when we return. We'll spend an interesting hour and take your questions as well.